And I'll open a public hearing on House Bill 2105. Understand at this time that I do not have a quorum of the committee, but this is a public hearing at this point. Brief explanation.
Okay. House Bill 2105 increases fees for the fill removal permits issued by the Department of State Lands. It provides for a consumer price annual increase. It also creates a general permit for fill removal activities, declares an emergency effective July 1. You do have a fiscal impact statement also at your desk.
Well, we will start off with some of the parties that have indicated they wish to testify. What I will do this morning is I'm actually going to probably bring up the director last. Ms. Fast, if you are here, and Mr. Pluting, if you're here, if you would please come forward and testify, and please limit your testimony to no more than 3 minutes.
Senator Devlin and members of the committee, for the record, Katie Fast with the Oregon Farm Bureau Federation. I'm actually here today in request of the adoption of the A4 amendments, and these changes were requested in the policy committee as well, and we're bringing them forward in this committee. What these amendments do is they return the statute to its original language in Section 4 and Section 5. So in the bill, the original statute has a set of criteria for the DSL when they are assessing removal permits, and then additional criteria when they are assessing fill permits. These changes in the original bill would do is they would put the fill and the removal criteria under the same. Our members had a severe concern with these changes and were asking for the adoption of the A4 amendments.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from this? Yes, Representative Burley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The A4 amendments, I just want to make sure I'm reading these correctly, they don't change at all any of the fee structure itself or the indexing each year that we find in Section 1 of the bill. Is that correct?
No, Chair Devlin, Representative Burley, they only make changes to Section 4 and 5 of the bill. They leave the fees at its current level, and we are neutral on the fees. This Section 4 and 5 is where Farm Bureau's opposition comes forward.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
What's the concern?
Senator Devlin and Senator Avakian, the concern is that we are making changes to the administration of the program and allowing the department to assess with a higher scrutiny for removal permits. So this would include some examples, social, economic, and public benefits to removal permits, the availability of alternatives when you're doing removal permits, discussions with, and the director of the department is going to be coming up, but discussions with the director, the department seems to already be administering removal permits in this fashion, but we are still concerned with making these statutory changes.
Thank you. Mr. Cluding.
Thank you, Chair Devlin, Committee. Bill Cluding, Carpenters Industrial Council. We are okay with the bill as written. But I'd like to maybe get off track just a little bit. We've had some long discussions with the Department of Lands, especially involving the Elliott Forest. Department of Lands could help the economy of this state. They could create a lot of more jobs. Right now, we're trucking timber in from Washington, Idaho, to keep our mills running. I know this is a little bit off the record, but I'd like to, with your indulgence, make this point. The LA Forest is, they're only removing half of what the Constitution of the State of Oregon states. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you both. Ms. Soliday, good to see you again. If you could address the underlying bill and also address some of the concerns that have arisen, particularly Ms. Fast, that would be beneficial.
Mr. Chair, Madam Vice Chair, members of the committee, I'm Louise Soliday, the Director of the Department of State Lands. The bill you have in front of you, House Bill 2105A, is the department's bill to raise our overall removal fill permit fees and to initiate some new fees with regard to general authorizations and emergency authorizations. The removal fill program was created back in 1967 by the legislature, and at that time there was a discussion about fees, establishment of fees for the program, and there was a conscious decision made on the part of the legislature to split the fees and the common school fund expenditure 65-35, so that fees covered 65% of the program and the common school fund picked up the other 35%. And the justification for having the common school fund pick up part of the fees was that we are the owners of submerged and submersible lands on navigable waterways and tidally influenced waterways. And so common school funds, real estate assets benefit from this program. And so there was justification for the common school fund to contribute some part of the program costs. Between 1967 and 1989, the program grew, but fees were not increased. And by 1989, fees were only covering about 17% of the program. And at that time, the legislature approved a fee increase, which had fees covering about 50% of the costs and the common school fund covering about 50% of the costs. And we're here before you today because there has not been a fee increase since 1989. And as you can imagine, the costs of the program that are covered by the common school fund have grown, and the percentage that is covered by fees declined. Last year, fees covered just under 10% of the cost of the program. We do have some grants and interagency agreements that picked up a portion of the program, but the common school fund was picking up over 75% of the cost last year. If this bill passes, we believe in the 07-09 biennium, the fees will cover close to 20% of our costs. We will have grants and interagency agreements that will cover something similar, and we will start to see the cost of the Common School Fund drop down to the 60 to 65% range. The bill, in addition to raising the overall fees, and those fees are increased by about 65 to 70%, and we went back and looked at if we had been raising the fees by the CPI since 1989, they would have been increased by about 100% today. But so the bill does build in an automatic CPI escalator so that we can continue to keep fees up with the cost of inflation so that the Common School Fund does not continue to increase the amount of costs that it's contributing towards the cost of the program. The bill does allow us to start a fee for general authorizations, which is about 55% of the permit applications that we process are general authorizations, which we currently get no fees for. And so this would allow us to establish a fee of about $250. And it also would allow us to establish a fee for emergency authorizations, which are a very small part of our workload, except when we have a catastrophic flood event, and then it becomes a major portion of our workload during that period of time. The general authorizations would not, we would not charge a fee for anything under 50 cubic yards, and we have a 50 cubic yard exemption in our statutes for removal fill activities unless you're in a scenic waterway or essential salmonid habitat. And those fees would not be subject to the annual revision, so it would only be the individual permit fee that would be adjusted. The bill also, there is one for us, a substantive change in this bill, and it would allow us to use a new tool, and that is a general permit, to mirror what the Corps does with their general permits and their regional general permits, and it would allow us to issue a permit for similar activities that are done over the state or within a watershed or over a region that are similar in nature. We know the effects. We can develop a standardized set of conditions for those. And what it does is it makes it much easier for applicants who right now have to come in. If ODFW is working with timber landowners and they're doing 15 culvert replacements right now, they have to come in with a separate application for each one of those culverts. And this would give us a mechanism to permit all of those in a single application and allow those activities to go forward. The bill also includes a number of form and style changes. And these are form and style changes that were recommended by Legislative Council back in 2005. And when we submitted this bill in 2007, we simply resubmitted the same bill that had been introduced in 2005. And so those form and style changes were carried forward in this bill. The issue that the Farm Bureau raised was a form and style change that Legislative Council made in 2005. We believe it does not change substantively how we administer this program. That is, we use a single set of criteria to review removal fill permits when they come in the door, and we have the same requirements whether you're filling or removing. And in many cases, we have applications that come in that involve both filling and removing. So we have a single set of criteria that we apply to these projects based on the statutes and our rules. And so we do not think that this or removal changes substantively how we do business, nor would it change how we were doing business should this pass. So the Farm Bureau did raise this in the substantive committee, so we were aware of the concern, and you do have an amendment in front of you if you're so inclined to address that concern. I can live with it either way because, as I said, it's, for us, it's not going to change the way we do business. And with that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Yes, Representative Berlin.
Chair, does the A4 amendments affect the general permitting authority that's in the Engross version?
Mr. Chair and Representative Burley, it does not.
Any additional questions? Okay. Close the public hearing. Open a work session. Representative Dingfelter, do you have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of House Bill. Well, I move recommendation of House Bill 2105 with a due pass recommendation to the full Ways and Means Committee. Should say House Bill 2105A.
Okay. It's been moved to move 2105A to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes, Representative Burley.
Thank you. Since I like to be consistent in how I vote on these things, I do want to explain why, Mr. Chair, for the benefit of
the chair respects consistency. It makes things more predictable.
When we had this bill in House Energy and Environment Committee, and I do appreciate the department's efforts in the fact that the fee increase, I understand, is a good idea because of the Common School Fund. The stakeholders did support it. The bill, as originally written, had an automatic annual 3% increase, and the concern was raised, and the response was, now we've got it indexed annually. But I had also asked for a sunset on that because I still believe that the legislative body should review these things periodically. The sunset was not put in there, and so for that reason, I was a no vote in the committee, and I'll be a no vote on it again today for that same reason.
Yes, Senator Nelson.
Considering the A4 amendments, or is this part of the bill, or how sort of?
No, Representative Dingfelter moved the main bill without moving the amendments.
So, if I moved the A-4 amendments, what would be the proper time for me to do that? I mean, just so quickly.
yeah. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Got it quickly into tomorrow. So then.
No, I would move the A-4.
Okay.
So moving to amend the motion.
You're moving to amend the motion by including the -4 amendments. Okay. Any discussion on that motion? Okay.
I would say, Mr. Chair, we had a lot of discussion in my policy committee, as you heard, on this, and the reason we didn't adopt it is because we didn't think it was necessary because it the agency currently is reviewing, as you heard from Director Soliday, the program in a manner of looking at both the fill and removal aspects. And the understanding was the Legislative Council recommended this, so we'd be consistent with current practices and other statutes.
Okay. There is a motion to amend Representative Dinkfelter's motion with the dash four amendments. This is not the main motion. This is simply the motion to amend. Could you call the roll?
Sure. Representative Nolan?
No.
Sitting in for Representative Girard?
Actually, sitting in for the co-chair.
Sitting in for the co-chair.
This is the
Representative Nathanson.
Representative Nathanson?
No.
Representative Burley?
May I ask a
this thing?
Oh, yeah, you might want to explain.
Yes.
The co-chair on either side is allowed to vote in any subcommittee. When the co-chair is a regular member of that committee, the vice chair on that side of the building is allowed to sit in and vote for the co-chair. So Representative Nathanson is the vice chair of the full committee and is here as the co-chair of the full Ways and Means Committee.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
We haven't done it before this session and don't very often do it. But when there's a quorum issue or a vote issue, it happens.
Representative Burley?
Yes.
Representative Clem? Excused. Representative Dinkfelter?
No.
Senator Nelson?
Aye.
Senator Atkinson, or Bakken, sorry.
I had a little more hair.
They're about the same age.
I'm not sure
if Jane would vote for this.
Well, Atkinson probably would have voted yes, but I'm going to vote no.
Senator Devlin?
No. Motion fails. We are now on the main motion to recommend to the full committee 2105A with a do-pass recommendation. Any additional discussion? Any objections to that motion? This is the main motion to send to the full. Okay. Representative Burley, it's an objection. Senator Nelson, no objection. Okay. Motion passes.
Carriers.
yeah. 2105, I will carry to the full, and Senator Vakian will carry to the Senate. Representative Dinkfelter.
Senator Nelson, I would like Senator Atkinson.
Senator Vakian will carry to the Senate, and Representative Dinkfelter will carry to the House. With that, I'll close that work session, and I better get up back on the right schedule. And I will open a hearing on House Bill 2106. Ms. Holliday, why don't you come up, just or whoever you would like to have, and if you'd like to begin with.
House Bill 2106 establishes a non-refundable fee of $350 for submitting a wetland delineation report for review with the Department of State Lands. It also establishes a $100 fee for a review of a report that was previously, or a re-review of a report that was previously rejected. Establishes a 120-day timeline for review of wetland delineation reports. Also adds the consumer price index to the fee. Declares an emergency effective on passage. You have an amendment to this bill also, and the fiscal information is in the memo at your seat.
Please proceed.
Sure. Chair Devlin, Vice Chair Neufelder, members of the committee, Kevin Moynihan, Assistant Director, Department of State Lands, Wetland and Waterway Conservation Division, here today to testify in support of the gross version of House Bill 2106. As you heard, the bill establishes a fee for wetland delineation reviews by the department. The fee would enable the department to hire two new wetland specialist staff to review the delineation reports. It would also, the creation of the fee would reduce program reliance currently on the Common School Fund, similar to House Bill 2105. Wetland delineation reports are prepared by private consultants, generally pretty early on in a planning process for development, in order to fully determine the waters of the state, state jurisdiction in any given area that a developer would need to plan around, or if their development impacts the waters of the state, particularly in wetlands in most of these cases, the developer would need to come to the department with the removal fill permit application. The department currently reviews approximately 450 or so of these delineation reports every year. Staffing levels have remained constant over the last 10 or 12 years or so. The number of reports that have come in have increased significantly, so the department feels, as part of good customer service, it would be necessary to create two new positions to deal with the additional workload of delineation reviews coming in. The bill would establish a fee of $350 for review of these delineation reports. The $350 fee is regarded by members of the development and consulting community as a relatively minimal fee in order to get a quicker turnaround on these delineation reviews by the department. In essence, for the developers, time is money, so to the extent that the department staff can review these delineation determinations in a more expeditious fashion, the quicker their developments get into the approval queue, the happier that they are. It improves our customer service as well, as I mentioned. So that's the essence of the bill. We also have a consumer price index that has been built into the amendment to the bill to increase the fee on January 1st of every year, similar to House Bill 2105. And with that said, I'll be happy to take any questions the committee may have.
Any questions? Yes, Representative Burrow.
We have an A4 amendment for this.
Yes, my understanding is that it adds an other funds limitation. It's an LFO amendment, actually, and establish an operative date of January 1st, 2008 for Section 2 of the bill.
Chair Devlin, Representative Burley, the reason for that amendment was we realized that actually having an effective date of January 1, 2008 will give us the opportunity, if this passes, to hire the two specialists and actually get them trained up so that when they're when the department is required and held to a 120-day turnaround, which I didn't mention in my previous testimony, we'll have the adequate staff to be able to provide that 120-day turnaround.
So the department supports the A4 amendment?
Chair Devlin, Representative Burley, that's correct. We do support that amendment.
Chair, comment?
Yes.
Again, this bill, when it was originally introduced, was also an automatic annual 3% increase, and you know the same discussions occurred in committee. And again, I thank the department for addressing that by putting in the index. However, it also does not have a sunset provision. But I also do want to call attention to a couple other amendments that were made between the original bill and the A in gross, which I do very much appreciate. Again, one is that they did agree to 120-day turnaround time, as Mr. Moynihan mentioned, and I think that's really helpful to the stakeholders. And they also, you'll notice that the fee, the $350 fee, if they have to resubmit for whatever reason, that fee's dropped to $100, which was something I had asked for, too. So I appreciate the willingness of the department to work on some of this stuff, but again, because it doesn't have a sunset in there, I'll be a no vote again today on it. But I just wanted to thank you for working on that.
Any additional questions? Seeing that I might have an issue in terms of having enough votes.
And Mr. Chair, for the record, I would say that I, you know, just for on the record, I work for a private consulting firm that does wetland delineation, so I'm not a wetland ecologist myself, but I work with many wetland ecologists who think this is a good idea because, in the long run, I think it will save the agency and the state money because of the time that the agency has to spend sometimes reviewing wetlands delineations that are not done in the best manner, and I think that in the long run this will actually be good policy for the state and good for efficiency and for the individual landowners who are hiring these people, making sure that they're getting a good product. So I applaud the agency for bringing this forward.
Good work.
Chair Devlin, Vice Chair Dingfelder, and Representative Burley, thank you for those comments. Very much appreciated.
Can we have a motion on the 2106A4 amendment? Oh, I've got to close the public hearing. Any additional questions? Close the public hearing. Open a work session on House Bill 2106A.
And Mr. Chair, I move that the A4 amendments to House Bill 2106, I should say, move adoption of the A4 amendments to House Bill 2106.
The amendments to 2106A4 have been moved. Are there any objections? Seeing no objections, motion passes. For the record, just to make this clear, on the next one, I do not believe it's unclear to me whether Representative Nathanson is any longer a voting member of the committee because she's not.
She's still the vice chair. Still the co-chair.
Okay. She's still the co-chair.
Yeah, there's a host member missing, so.
Just wanted to clarify. Yeah. Make sure. Okay. A main motion.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2106A as amended with the dash A4s to the full Ways and Means with the due pass recommendation.
Okay. The 2106 with the dash 4s as amended is moved to the full Ways and Means Committee with the due pass recommendation. Any additional discussion? Any objections? Representative Burley? Okay. Motion passes. Representative Nathanson, will you carry to the full and carry to the House floor?
There you go.
Do you want this one? Senator Vaucian will carry.
Paying for services, you know, who wants to do that?
Don't want to strain your sensitivities.
Okay. Work session will be closed. We will be back on Monday. We only have one bill on the agenda thus far for Monday, but since we are under their relatively short notice, we might have more. With that, I will see you all at
8:30
on Monday.
If not before, you and I will get a chance to spend time together.
Okay.